Recording device on, so
here we go. All right, we're going to go ahead and call March 19 regular scheduled Westminster City Council meeting to order. Certify quorum.
I certify we do have a quorum.
If you would, please stand for the invocation of Pledge Allegiance by Reverend Audrey Reed.
Holy God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for the extended daylight that reminds us that spring is indeed coming and reminds us of the new life we have in you. God bless our time together. Direct our thoughts and minds to lean not on our own knowledge and understanding, but on that wisdom that can come only from you. And may everything we do in love for you, for one another, and for our city. In your name we pray. Let all God's people say.
Amen.
Let's salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have anybody signed up for public comments?
Yes, sir.
No public comments? And comments from the mayor and council?
I would like to make a comment, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
I was privileged to get to go to a seminar yesterday put on by the Sheriff's Department about human trafficking, and I was more than pleased to see that Caitlin Pope, or Interim Police Chief, and Tyler were there, and it's just always great thing to show up for something that's even present. So it was also wonderful. I would love to see something come closer here to our neck of the woods because it's a very important thing. So thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Kevin, last month we talked about volunteer projects that we could get lined up for the city. Is that something you've looked at, or you and Kevin have had an opportunity to talk about?
We have not. I mean, we will be ready to do our spring mulching around downtown probably by the end of April. So we have that project that's low-hanging fruit.
If we can get some kind of list together, Kevin, anything that we could let these youth groups do, because they're asking what they can do, we just need to give them a date. I'd say at least 2 or 3 weeks in advance. So if y'all can get us some kind of list of projects together.
Would it?
And then we also discussed the concession stand Mr. Holbrooks had offered. Have y'all looked into that?
No, Herb and I have both talked about it. We need to ride out there and take a look at it. I mean, it appears in good shape, so we need to. Herb and I have talked about where we might put it. He's been busy with spring sports here the last couple of weeks. I've on purpose let that kind of hang out there. But I do think that we have it would be a good use for us. And as long as council doesn't object to the terms where we advertise for the company that is donating it, which I don't think would be an issue.
Well, he'd asked me to come look at it too, so I hadn't gone yet. That's the reason I didn't know if y'all had. So we'll try to look at it with Herb.
We've talked about it. Herb's just...
Okay.
He was short-staffed for a little bit while he was putting together the spring schedule, so
gotcha.
We were waiting on that on purpose.
All right, and the last thing I've got, the local development fund. Several years ago, we approached the business owners from the Bluebird Nest down to the barbershop about extending a deck all the way across, like a little boardwalk, tying all those businesses together to Retreat Street. The Bluebird Nest building, they refused. They wouldn't even hear of it, and that was the key. It had to come out on Retreat Street or it wasn't worth doing. They're now willing to do that. If they're willing to build the deck and we could offer the LDC grant, is there a way we could split it up between each of those businesses to try to help tie that in, kind of incentivize the owners of those buildings to do that?
Yeah, I think based off the rules of that grant program, you, you could, the, each business owner could ask for their allocation of it that would probably pay for it. So as long as all the people who are using it.
Yeah, if they are still willing to do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it would probably work. I mean, I'd need to sit down and look at it. Dale's on that committee. We've not done anything like that, but it would still be the guidelines that we have.
Well, I think it really enhanced those businesses and give them access front and back, and especially with all the traffic on 123, you know, there'd be a place they could put a sign or something. But the question, I know there's a limit. If you got one contractor to do the whole deck, tie it all up, instead of each one having to have a different contractor, if you had one do it all, would that total pot of money be eligible, and then let the each individual owner pay their part of what's remaining? Could we do it that way?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, the rules really don't speak to who the contractors are, other than you have to get permission ahead of
doing right. Well, the reason I had a question is because each business is different, but it would just be one project that would benefit them all if we could tie that together before I went to them and asked them. I want to make sure you were okay with that and the council would be good with that.
Well, now, so I don't get myself in trouble, Mayor. I'm good with it, but you have that committee
mm-hmm.
that would need to be
right there. Yeah, I'll talk with them too. I just before I went to the owners and asked them, I've already mentioned it to one. And I'll talk to the others, but I just think it'd be nice if we could tie that all together right there.
Yeah, and you've seen from today we have sufficient funds.
Yeah. All right, we'll check on that.
Right, with that, Moons has part of a deck built, and I want to say that
Barrett does too.
Mm-hmm. Just tying to those that way.
Tie everything together, make one boardwalk all the way through.
Yeah, just match it all up.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd look good from the 123 side. It would give everybody a little more access. So
yeah,
everybody benefit.
Look better.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I had. I'll check with them, and if they're interested, we'll.
It is a 50-50 match. So.
Right. Yeah. And each one would have to pay their part of that 50 if we could get it all in one contracted price, if they're willing to do it. I don't know that they're willing. They were back then. We just couldn't get that end building to go along.
Okay, can I speak on the Rosenwald School? Okay. This Friday, March 22nd, will be our 100th year of having the Rosenwald School built. We're going to have Senator Alexander to give us the proclamation, and then we're going to have our mayor speak, and it's at 4 o'clock and at 106 Pleasant Hill Drive Circle. And if it's raining that day, as is predicted, we will have it in the cafeteria or the downstairs in our dining room.
Of the church?
Of the church, yeah.
Are you going to feed us?
I don't know. You needed to talk to
y'all usually feed people. Well, that food was good last time. All right, anybody have anything else?
I just want to raise some events that I know we have coming up in town. We have the Easter egg hunt that Miss Betty has been putting on for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. That is next Saturday, is that right?
Yeah.
And then on next Friday, we have the Three Crosses dramatic presentation by that church, and they are going to do that. Hot dogs, I think, in Retreat Park, right? So Easter is that time of year. There are several services going around as well, so. Lift those up for y'all.
And I think going on the same time on Good Friday, because you got 40 years.
40 year anniversary of West Oak Baseball. 40
year, yeah, they're doing a celebration at West Oak. Then. There's a lot
going on.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything else? we'll move on to routine business. Approval of February 13th regular meeting minutes. Everybody has those in their packet.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion second. Any discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Audrey?
Yep.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, approval of the February 13 budget workshop meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second. Call for a vote, please.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
Yes.
Next, we have comments from the utility director, Mr. Harbin.
Mayor, members of council, I'll be brief. The USDA project is moving along nicely. The sections, the two sections that they've installed on Highway 76 have been opened, they've been tested, they are active. The services have not been connected to them yet, but they are active along with the new hydrants for fire protection. Welcome Church Road, they're going from both directions. They're coming up Berry Farm to Welcome Church and going down Welcome Church to Berry Farm where they'll meet. I think last I heard they were less than 19,000 feet from connecting. Once they do that, they just have a few other things. They'll have to pressure test and bacteriological test those sections. Once everything is in, that's when they plan on going back and start tying in services. So they can just do that in one fell swoop. So they're on schedule to get done. The other project, which is Chaga Road to Philip Lear to Dr. John's, they have made it to Tabor. They made the tie-in at Tabor. Of course, it's not turned on, but the tie-in is there. The valves are there where they can. They have gone to the other side, gone back to the other side of Philip Lear, and are doing the road crossing. Then again, coming up Dr. John's to Campbell Road where they'll tie in. They are also on schedule. The other thing we've got is the water leak on the 14-inch line on 76, just past the Dollar General. It's been going on for a couple of months now. We were finally able, a couple of weeks ago, to find the correct valves, some which have been buried for decades, to be able to shut that line off. We believe enough for a contractor to come in this Thursday and effect that repair. So hopefully after this Thursday, that hole will be filled up and that road will be passable without cones and barricades. So, any other questions? Good.
Tell us about your one employee retiring.
We did have an employee that most everyone here does know that retired, and that's Pat Burton, our longtime 18-year-plus meter reader. She retired last Thursday. She's been training a young man for the last about a year and a half to take over. He's really doing great, has learned, has taken over, actually doing great things with the automatic reading system, so we don't have any fears or misgivings about him being able to continue right along.
Well, we're going to miss Miss Pat.
Yes, we would.
We appreciate her service, we really do, and she still has the same phone number. Was her phone a city phone?
She does have the same phone number, yes.
So if council gets an opportunity to call her and thank her and congratulate her on her retirement, she left in a hurry. Didn't give a warning.
That's how she wanted to do it. She swore us to secrecy till the end.
I know.
But we do appreciate her very much.
Yeah, she was a good one.
Could I ask if we could do some type of recognition, even though she might not want to come?
I'll make Kevin Harbin walk that tightrope telling her about it.
Even if we just present to you to give to her something, I want to do that. I would think her.
Well, she doesn't come, we just unretire.
Oh. You can have that conversation with her. I won't.
You're the man.
All right, next comment from the city administrator.
Sure. Mayor. I'm going to try and roll through these quickly, but there is a lot of information that I'd like to give the council on these items. We received the Anderson Park bids to do the new playgrounds. We received three bids. Unfortunately, all three bids are in the $600,000 to $700,000 range, and our grant covers $250,000 of that. We put about $40,000 match into that, some of which we spent doing environmental work. So we are a bit short from the bids. We have 90 days from when we opened the bids to either accept a bid or to reject the bids and try again. In terms of the playground equipment that we could get, we're I think you all know this, we were going after playground equipment that would accommodate anybody of any capability, handicap accessibility, ADA, where either a child with a handicap or mobility issue or a parent with a mobility issue could play together on the playground. And those submittals included that, as well as sensory components that would be friendly to children on the autism spectrum. So I'm hesitant to just say, let's declare no bids and rebid it again, because when you look at the pricing for the playground equipment, it is in line with that $250,000. However, to get the rest of the site prepped and everything ready is where a lot of that additional expense comes in. I have not explored every avenue that I'd like to explore for additional funds, although making up that amount of money is a significant lift. We do have, I pulled up a note on my phone here. Because we have 90 days, we can go as far out as your May 14th council meeting before you have to make a final determination, unless you just want to. Because the bids have to be held for 90 days. Each of these three bidders actually purchased a bid bond to secure that, which is required by the Community Development Block Grant funds. Because it is federally sourced funds, we cannot negotiate the pricing, which is unfortunate. You either have to take it or leave it. If it's okay with you, I'm giving you this information today. I'd like to have additional time to explore additional funding and possible partners to come in and help put this playground together. Is, for what it's worth, the playgrounds were pretty exciting to look at. They're nothing extravagant, but they would meet a very critical need, and I think do it in a very good way on that spot. So unless you direct me otherwise, my intent right now is to come back to you at your April 9th meeting and tell you how the looking for money's going, and then the 14th, I would give you a recommendation to either reject the bids, or we would have a funding in place that would close that gap. I see Ms. Snipes nodding that she's okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Street paving. So we put out to bid our street paving projects. We received no bids. That was disheartening. What was that?
Does that include sidewalks?
That does not include sidewalks. This is just to pave about 7 or 8 streets around town. What we've found out is, I think most of you know, Hubbard Paving was sold, and I've heard that King Asphalt may have been sold to yet another bigger group. What has happened is the small asphalt companies have all been bought up by big ones, so there are no small ones left to come do some of the smaller work. I talked to Sammy Dixon, who is the chair of the C Fund Committee, and his suggestion was that we contact Seneca and Wahala, who are going to be in more or less the same situation. I believe Wahala received around $1 million and Seneca received around the same amount to do street painting, so it's very likely they could have the same situation. So if we go in together, we may have economies of scale. We've got some investigation to do. Troy Rozier, y'all know Troy, who does our civil work, did a great job for us, but nobody bid. And we don't really know who to call to get them to bid, so we're working through that. Over the last couple of weeks, I received two unsolicited bids to purchase the Riley Street property. Mr. Carey's one of them. He has offered $7,000 to purchase that 1.34 acres at the what we call the Riley Street property just over here. And in our conversations, he said that he would build homes on that. That's still... I also received a proposal from Josh Thomas. He offered to buy the property for $10,000 with the plan to put three homes on it as well. You have talked about either selling that property or enhancing the property, putting some type of park on it. I spoke to both of these gentlemen. I told them that you had entertained an offer in the past to sell the property. I suggested they both send me a letter. They both did. The reason that I'm bringing it up now and that you don't have anything to act on is because I'm now looking for your direction. Would you still like to sell that piece of property? If you do, you've got two offers here. And I told both gentlemen that, you know, I'd have to come to you to see if you were still willing and at what price. So I'm looking for your direction.
Doesn't the city own this property here?
That we're on? Yes.
So if we were to need a park because of all this new community, we could use this area out here to build a park?
I'm looking over at the chief. That they use the bulk of this back behind here for training, but you don't use this to the side very frequently. So maybe my answer to you would be yes, we could do that.
I would be willing to sell it then if the rest of council is, but I think we could get more than that for it.
Well, you know, we talked one time before about that property, and I think there was another property, and we could take sealed bids for it, so we would, in essence, do it like we were putting something out to bid and receive the bids, and then the highest bid, we draw the contract to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Mr. Terry, I mean, we've seen how much work he's done down here already in a short period of time. Met with Josh Thomas, and I've talked to him a couple of times. I think either one of them would do a good job. I don't know if there are other people who would be interested in the property or not. But because of the zoning and that you could get two or three homes on it, depending on the size of the home, there is interest.
Mm.
Reagan has also been working in the background in aligning or lining up that property as a project for Clemson University landscape architect students or design students to have them come in and design a park space. So we have kind of been working down both tracks because it's there. It could look a whole lot better. We either need, I guess our intent was to either come up with some design to make it look a lot more pleasant or to sell it. So I'm here asking for your direction.
Well, you got my answer. I don't know how the rest of them feel. I would be good with it as long as we could put a park here. Because all these new homes they're going to need some work. I'm not saying we'll do it now, but in the future we would need to be able to provide something for them.
I don't have an issue with a sealed bid. I think that might be the best route. What do you think, Ryan?
What'd you say, Adam?
A sealed bid, if you're going to sell it.
Yeah. That's what I feel, sealed bid.
Yeah.
So I'm sensing that is a process that you're comfortable with us doing a sealed bid to sell the property.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we'll do that, we'll draw up some simple process and not make this cumbersome, and then we'll let the two gentlemen who expressed interest in purchasing it know and allow them the opportunity to submit a bid, and then we will come back to you with whoever submits the highest bid, and I'll ask Andrew to draw up the contract for sale to that night.
Y'all good with that?
Oh, yeah, we would. You have to do it by ordinance, so it takes two readings.
Mr. Terry, we appreciate the offer, but we just, the seal bids is something that's more fair to everybody.
Yes. Been eyeballing it.
Yeah.
Feel like something can be done with it.
Yeah. Well, our first concern was for a park, mainly because of the building you were talking about doing. But then I noticed we've got all this property is already level. So if we were going to do that, and then you hitting us up with what it costs to build Anderson Park, I wasn't expecting the park to cost that much.
Quite a ways away from Mr. Terry's current project, though. Just, I mean, for a child to get to. Just throwing that out there. To walk to safely.
And parks.
Raleigh Street property is like right across the street. That was pretty loud and clear the last time council was discussing something.
Well, that was exactly what I was hoping to do. I mean, I'd do a park until I got looking that we've got all this already leveled off. The grading up there, I mean, the grading that you were looking at behind Anderson Park is an area a quarter of the size, and it was, what, $22,000 to level it?
It was like 32, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to level an area a quarter of the size of what that one would be, so that's a lot different. I didn't realize it was going to cost that much for a park.
All right, so we will work that process through. That doesn't commit you to anything tonight because you would have to take at least, Andrew, is that three votes, one for contract to sale and two for ordinance, or they could do two at the same time?
Yeah, we would do the first reading and then the second reading immediately followed by the vote on the contract.
All right, and then the last thing that I wanted to give council an update on, we have submitted a grant application for the Unity Tank storage should be in there somewhere. I'm trying to think where the word storage goes, but the Unity water storage tank on Unity Church Road. Thank you, Kevin Harvin, for not saying anything at all and helping with that.
I was waiting for you to look at me.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get there myself. We have submitted the grant request for that with the South Carolina Rural Infrastructure Authority. You might remember we submitted for that in the fall and we were not funded. When we did the debriefing with the RIA staff, they indicated to us that our application was everything they wanted to see. It was very competitive, but they were trying to fund agencies that did not receive SCIP funding in the previous cycle, and because we had our project scored lower, it just kind of fell out the bottom. So they encouraged us even to reapply for these funds. We should know in the next couple months. It's roughly $700,000+, and we would have to match, I think, around $200,000. So as we were talking about in that budget discussion, those matching funds would need to come through our utility department budget. It takes about 2 years to work through a RIA grant project, so it's not something that would be done within the next year. It would take a little bit longer, and we are currently negotiating with the property owner for some additional land up there. So I wanted you to be aware. And that's, well, I have one more thing. I have an other on my agenda for all our catch-all. We have been talking about having an operation and maintenance agreement to help manage our electric system. We're still working through that. And I know I've said that to you many times, and it's always true. We are still working through that. I hope that we have that ready to go in operation with our new fiscal year, which would be July 1st. We had been hanging on to our four electric linemen for a while, and we lost one about 2 months ago. Because we've kept them informed on what we're doing, so I don't want any of them to be taken off guard and not have every chance to have gainful employment they could have if we no longer have a job for them once this goes through. Well, we recently lost another one, so we are down to two, and only one of those is a lineman. And there is a lot of work that one A lineman cannot do on his own. So we have solicited proposals from Sumter Utilities, Pike Utilities, and
UPA.
Thank you for not making me struggle through that one. And I have those proposals in my inbox. I have not had a chance to read them. We have funds within the electric department budget to be able to cover us through the end of this year, but we are very likely looking at having contracts with one of those or two of those companies that would cover any type of outage we may have, simply because you have to have, you need at least two A linemen to be around anytime you're doing a project, and we only have one, and a journeyman. There are some things that they can do, the two of them, in terms of planning that we can hand to the contractors, but we will spend a bit more money in securing those contractors than we would have otherwise. However, we do have funds in that electric department budget to get us through to July 1st. If it looks like things will not go through on the O&M agreement, you should know that's already in my mind to begin doing some contingency planning in next fiscal year's budget, but I'm fully expecting that to go through with the O&M. But I wanted to let you know that, and there's no action that council needs to take to secure the either two or three of the, or one or two of those companies to come in and do the contract work. But I want you to know. And I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Which two do we have left? Which two linemen do we have left?
Taylor Price and Corey, no, not Corey.
Trey Miller.
Trey Miller.
Any more questions? All right, we'll move on to old business. Consider ordinance 2024-03-19-01. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve 2024-03-19-01.
Second. Motion and second. All right, Mr. Bronson or Andrew, which one of y'all want to take this one on?
Well, Andrew did all the cleanup work on this, and then Reagan helped clean up the cleanup work, so.
Yeah, so I put this together, and Reagan had noticed that there was one item that I had forgotten, which is the 33.01, to say that only the chief and not all police officers of the department would be appointed by y'all. To the best of my recollection, and I believe Reagan listened to the tapes to double check me, this is as amended from the first reading that we did. So
what you have listed right here has not been changed. He changed it before you printed it.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
It includes all the changes you
right.
made at the first.
Has everybody had a chance to look through it and agree with that?
Yes.
Call for a vote, please.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
No.
Davey?
Yes.
Thank y'all for working on that. It was a lot of work. Next, consider ordinance 2024-03-19-02. Need a motion to consider.
Motion to consider ordinance number 2024-03-19-02, an ordinance amending the City of West Mission budget ordinance. I need to go through the whole thing.
No.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, could I ask, folks have a hard time hearing us. If we could speak up a little bit, they don't see what we see.
Okay.
So maybe we could do that.
Sure. You're talking about y'all. I have a hard time hearing Adam in the
You want me to repeat that?
Yeah.
Sure. A motion to consider ordinance number 2024-03-19-02. an ordinance amending the City of Westminster's budget ordinance.
Second.
Motion is second. Mr. Bronson.
Yes, sir. Mayor, Council, this is more or less the same that you had on first reading. I will note one change that we made. If you turn to the second page of your agenda on this, in the expense section where we were modifying the fire department budget, and if you see over to the side where it says 010-100,
yes.
You see those numbers? Those numbers indicate the administration budget, which is the budget that I manage. Originally, we had more money coming into that professional services line into the admin budget than going into the fire budget. After talking with Chief Smith, there was some equipment that I had left out that he was purchasing. And they purchased some. Chief, you got to remind me the
extrication equipment.
So extrication equipment that is actually battery powered and a whole lot quieter, which is good for the firefighters and the people who are being rescued. So we moved that money from the admin budget into the fire department budget so he could go ahead and purchase that equipment. If you approve of this, that likely will not be present in his next year's budget because this is an equipment purchase. The rest of it is the same, and I would recommend
any questions? Call for a vote.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrich?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Next, under new business, consider resolution 2024-03-19-01. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Resolution designating March 17th, 2024 as the 149th birthday of the City of Westminster. Do you have a resolution?
Yes, sir. There's a resolution attached in your packet.
How'd I miss it?
If you're on the iPad, digital version is page 53. We're approximately in there. As we announced earlier, we just celebrated 149th birthday, so we'd like to commemorate that with the resolution from council acknowledging that. It also builds excitement for next year's 150th anniversary celebration. As I understand, there's hopefully going to be some awesome festivities. We had a great one this weekend as well for this birthday.
Okay.
Thank everybody that did make a chance to get a chance to come out. So we need a vote on this?
Yes, sir.
Go for a vote.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrich?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am. Next, under new business, consider ordinance 2024-04-09-01. Need a motion for this one?
So moved.
Motion is second. Mr. Bronson, explain the good news.
Members of council, back in October of 2022, City Council passed an economic development incentive ordinance to help incentivize commercial investment within the commercial corridors. And as part of that, I have shared that with a number of companies, one of them being the Spinks Company. I think most folks know that they're looking to be able to do stores. They call it stores. Sometimes we call them gas stations at the intersection of 123 and 24. I provided them with the paperwork at their request, and each of the items that they requested some reimbursement on, and remember, this is a reimbursement. They have to pay it first, and then depending on what you decide, they can get reimbursed for it after they've paid it. Take one step back, they're looking at building their construction cost of about $6.3 million. That doesn't include other investment that they have in the property. That's just the approximate construction cost. They're requesting reimbursement of 100% of the tap fees paid. Those tap fees are a bit high than they normally are because the sewer line is very deep right out there on Highway 123. Those tap fees are around $35,000. They are requesting reimbursement of 50% of the building permit fees. I do not have that number for you tonight. They are still working on an estimate from Oconee County. And the way our ordinance is written, it doesn't matter if the city or the county is collecting those permit fees. They have the right to request 50% of those. I will have those for you. If you approve this on first reading, you will have it at second reading, so you're fully aware of what the cost is. They've also asked for 50% reimbursement of the business license fees for the first 5 years, which means each year after they pay their business license fee, they would be reimbursed half of it. I don't have the first year's amount yet. I will have that by second reading. Again, that's reimbursement each year. The fourth item, they can request reimbursement of 50% of their hospitality taxes. Rather than request that money go back to the company, they have, and a lot of the dialogue and conversations I've had with them, they understand how important the Hall Road Rec Complex is, and their request is that you consider putting 50% of their hospitality tax fees directly to the Hall Street. Hall Road Rec Complex.
For 5 years.
4 or 5 years. That's probably going to be, I think their original estimates on those hospitality taxes were around $10,000 to $12,000 a year. So that could be as much as $60,000 over the 5 years to go to that project.
Looking forward to that. Do they have any kind of schedule yet?
The only schedule that, or the timeline that they have, my contact has reiterated each time I've talked to them, is they do expect to have the store up and running by the end of this calendar year.
Wow. All my Christmas presents are coming this week.
And it will have a car wash. So.
Hey, wow. You better.
Do we know what the actual cost of us would be on the tap fees?
So of those tap fees, Kevin, do you know your...
The sewer, the contract, so it was put out. I think it came in at 35 for the sewer. The water, we will do. They are getting 3 water taps. 2 2-inch taps because of the car wash and 1 1-inch for irrigation. 2-inch taps, I think, total around 5,000, possibly 5,000 each.
What's that cross number?
So,
I don't
know. It'll be a good addition. Absolutely.
And I apologize that we don't have all those numbers for you today, but we will have them for you in a second. So you're aware of what you may be reimbursing.
Right. All right, any more questions?
Is that a standard thing, the reimbursement, this type of negotiation?
It's become a standard thing. So economic development incentives, you know, if you look at them at the county level, some of which we included in this ordinance, where they can be abated, their property taxes and things of that nature typically happen up front. When you're given what I'll call, and I mean it tongue-in-cheek, when you're doing nickel and diming, type of things like these, a reimbursement is the best way to do it rather than give them the money up front, because the value of it could change over time.
Okay.
So
those are big nickels and dimes.
They're big nickels and dimes, but I mean you're not abating their property taxes for 20 years, which is significantly more money than everything that's contemplated here. And it was the Sphinx Company's idea to request that you designate 50% of those hospitality taxes to the Hall Road. They wanted to ask for everything they could. They just didn't know what they would do with that money, but wanted to support our local
efforts. Are they looking for any advertisement on that, or just looking to support?
They're not asking for any advertisement. Now, they're, I have seen conceptual plans of their signage, and they are including, you know, just imagine a brick monument level sign, and at the bottom they're going to write "Welcome to Westminster, established 149 years ago." I can't do that math. Might be that quick. So those are things that they don't have to do, but recognizing that this is an important project to Westminster, they wanted to add some small things where they could.
That's great.
1876. Thank you, Rick.
Do you think? I mean, just talking out loud here. I know we don't have to have a decision right this second, but give it back, or giving them essentially $50,000 in tap fees on a project we know is coming, whether we give them or not. I mean, $50,000 to us is a chunk of money. $50,000 to them on a $6.3 million project is.
Yeah, and I thought the same thing. Where I think I'm a lot more comfortable with it, I do not know where the new store was in their ranked order of stores to do. I do believe they moved it up on the priority list because we were offering incentives. Now, to your point, they're pretty neck deep in it right now. However, I would still recommend, my recommendation to you, whether you choose to do it or not, is that you approve these because I think they moved it up on their schedule because of the incentives.
I like the idea that they are a current business. I see it as a huge improvement that they're staying in Westminster, not leaving, and they're actually improving, and I think it'll be a great asset.
Well, we're not bringing in any hospitality tax from now, are we, at all?
No, not at their current store.
They're not making the chicken in that store.
Yeah. They'll be making the chicken.
They'll be making the chicken and the potato skins and the okra in the other store.
That's right.
Y'all stop at that one in Pelzer. It's got some good food.
It is, but that, all the big companies are doing it. I mean, they're getting it from the counties. Yeah, they're getting it from the counties. Everybody else is giving it.
I'm just wondering out loud, maybe I shouldn't be, is are they in too deep to pull out at this point? Do we save her $50,000?
Well, when did we pass that, Kevin?
October.
Yeah, October of 22 is when we passed it, so I guess they found it and seen it. Read it.
Well, when we did the, when we were working with Bolton Meat to do the downtown master plan, and then we also brought in Libby Embody to do our marketing plan, I asked both those groups to give me audiences with as many likely business owners as was possible. And knowing that Spink's owned property in Westminster, Bolton Meat just happened to have a connection. And so we met with them back a year ago when we were doing the downtown master plan, and I took in my hand the ordinance, trying to incentivize them to, I mean, we knew they owned the property, I had the belief they were going to build a store here, but trying to get it moving along quicker was the reason for the meeting and giving them a copy of the ordinance.
Sure. And when will that money be given to them?
So with this, there's an agreement that goes with it, and then after they pay it, then they can, we would turn around and reimburse it if you approve.
Okay.
I don't know if they've paid those tap fees. Do you think they have? They have. Rebecca says they have. So
are we good within our budget to do that, though? I mean, is that accounted for?
Yeah, I mean, what we're foregoing in this particular one is the expense that we will have to hire the contractor on the sewer tap that normally we wouldn't do, but the manhole they're tapping is in the middle of Highway 123 and it's 15 feet deep.
Okay.
So that's beyond our capability to do. If we were on Highway 24, 3 or 4 feet deep, we would have been able to do it and wouldn't have had that expense.
That makes more sense.
traffic control and trench boxing is the majority of that expense. Mm-hmm.
So we get 50% is what you're saying.
Are we all good?
Yep.
Call for a vote.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrich?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Absolutely.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Biggest vote of the night.
Yes.
All right. Kevin, thank you for working on that and getting them through, pulling them on through, because I know they've been sitting on property here for 20 years, I guess, or longer. Consideration of the State of South Carolina Statewide Mutual Aid Agreement for Emergency and Disaster Response Recovery. Need a motion.
Motion to consider the State of South Carolina Statewide Mutual Aid Agreement for Emergency and Disaster Response Recovery.
Need a second?
Second.
All right, Kevin.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, Council. The State of South Carolina offers a statewide mutual aid agreement to assist cities and counties in the event of disasters, natural, man-made, or otherwise. Having the mutual aid agreement allows us to not only benefit from state resources should those situations occur, it also allows us to apply for grants that we otherwise would not be able to apply for. And talking with Chief Smith, both us and the state were under the belief that we already had this agreement in place, and we were able to determine that we did not. So we are, in one respect, coming and asking
forgiveness rather than permission?
In a way.
Okay.
Any questions? Call for a vote.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrich?
Yep.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
You are pardoned.
Thank you.
Next, consider ordinance 2024-04-09-02. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Kevin?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, Council. We have received a couple of community development block grants. We've received a USDA rural development low interest loan, and part and parcel to receiving federal loans and federal grants, they like to know that we are following some of their, what they call, best practices. And one of those is to do a significant activity to promote fair housing. And there are two pages of significant activities. The one that I have the belief is most appropriate for us in Westminster is an ordinance whereby we acknowledge that it's a good thing to have affordable housing. The second point in here would also require staff in one way or another to school up on the state and federal resources should someone come and say they're having trouble finding affordable housing, or if they feel like they've been discriminated against, we would know which resource to point them to. It does not make us a clearinghouse for it. It does become part of our code of ordinances in this respect. This is this ordinance that you have here has been utilized by a number of other cities and counties in the state, and we do recommend approval.
So all that's going to be required out of our team is a little bit of training?
Correct.
And we'll have to publish the ordinance as well in various places distributed.
Did y'all hear Reagan?
No.
Sorry. We'll have to distribute the ordinance as well, just to the public, make it available as well. So we'll put a copy of it on City Hall. It will also have to distribute it to those industries that are tangential to housing and property. But that won't be anything major, other than just giving them the information.
Need a motion?
We've got a motion and a second. We just need a vote.
Aldrich?
Yes.
Sorry. Are you ready to vote?
I'm ready. Yeah, we need a vote. Yes.
Aldrich?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all forgive me, I'm trying to keep up on this with this, so keep getting behind.
You got... Somebody said he won't not pay.
I just hadn't learned how to do it yet. I'd rather do this than have a pile of papers. We're still learning how to do it. All right, next, discussion about the Special Events Committee, who its members are, who its responsibilities, and other matters related thereto.
Mr. Mayor, as I like to do, I like to hand the controversial stuff off to Reagan. Seriously, Reagan has done the lion's share of this work with those of you that are involved, so I'm going to let Reagan take it over. Speak loud.
Yes, sir. Last month, you asked during your comment session, and council directed us to explore some different opportunities that we can make improvements to the events committee. Specifically, you requested that we look into some of the time commitments from council members. And this past summer, the committee requested to consider those special events applications, and they have reviewed those since. And that has caused a pretty hefty... we've had several additional meetings just because of that. That probably could have been avoided if it weren't for that request. So what I came up with, and with the committee's discussion, and we talked about it at our last meeting, they recommended as well, staff review all the special event applications. Most of that work is administrative anyways. Communication between department heads and coordinating resources as needed for those events. Some of our special events applications actually include funding requests. So for example, El Char requested a little bit of funding for their festival for Cinco de Mayo. We include that. Any financial requests like that would go before the committee. We would reduce the committee's meetings to only meet quarterly. That would reduce that staff time, or that council commitment significantly. But we might perhaps meet extra as needed, especially as we approach Christmas times. And the committee will primarily just oversee the city events. The ones that come to mind immediately are things like Christmas, Boo on Main, and Christmas decorations. In your packet, there is a policy memo I wrote to the committee that they approved at their February meeting, and we recommend that you approve it as well. And we're also open to other feedback as you see fit about the committee.
On the current versus new.
Yes, sir.
The bottom one, committee oversees the volunteers at city-run events. New, you left that in there. So are you still expecting the committee to oversee these events?
The committee would give staff direction for them, yes, sir. Yeah, so that remains the same.
Does the council want to keep that committee going or do away with it completely? That was a question.
If you're looking for some feedback from the Peanut Back Gallery and others are willing to say that we can dissolve the committee, my feelings would not be hurt. That being said, I think we do need to think about what some of that planning for some of our city-sponsored events, I'm not speaking about private events, some of that wouldn't necessarily fall on staff or simply not be done. And we did have a public comment after Veterans Day from a citizen who was very disheartened about the lack of flags on 123. If you don't have a committee in place, that's even easier, even more easily overlooked. Things like that. Throwing it out there. My feelings won't be hurt. I am booked up. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I'm mainly, I guess, directing the question to y'all because y'all are the committee. Y'all are the ones responsible. Y'all are the ones get caught in the middle. Y'all are the ones getting the negative feedback. So, I mean, that's, it's kind of...
Dissolving that committee is not going to stop negative feedback about
me. No, but it wouldn't direct it straight at you. It would be at the council in general. So I'm fine with it if you want to keep it going. I just want to make sure that's what you guys want, that y'all want to do it. Or if anybody else on the council wants to be on the committee.
Yeah.
Adam volunteered. Reagan put Adam down, he just volunteered to be on the committee. No, I mean, I know what y'all are going through. I do. I know it's hard. I know it's controversial. I know it's upsetting sometimes, and we don't want that on the council. Anything that causes the council any consternation, if we can dissolve it, we'll dissolve it. If y'all want to keep it going and do as Reagan said, we can do that.
Well, I want to repeat some of the comments I made at our last meeting was, because our city staff has done such a wonderful job putting together the pack, the special events packet, streamlining the process, y'all taking care of it, everybody being on the same page, that has been a huge, huge thing. I thank you very much. You know, I have seen the difference. I've felt the difference, you know. And so I feel like we were just a transitionary group of people that were trying just to kind of get, while y'all were getting ready, and then be able to pass the baton to you. You know, I do believe it's so very important to have volunteers, you know, in everything that we do. And that's always going to be the thing that we need to do, is invite people to come in. But that would be from your direction to say, you know, we're needing some decoration. When someone, we want some volunteers to come out, like your tree event, you know, your upstate, it's marvelous, you know. And I hope, that's what I want to say to my whole council here, is even though we won't be planning it, but that we all are also volunteers in this process. That we just don't pass it off to y'all and say you're going to do that, you know, kind of thing. So I think you're ready.
Whatever y'all think that's possible, I still think we need to volunteer and help you out. Whenever you have any questions for us, you can still come to us to get advice. So whichever way y'all want to do it is fine with me.
Say dissolve it and give Reagan a lot more work to do.
Mr. Good. Mayor, I appreciate the concern and the support. You know, but like I feel like we've been in a transition.
Okay.
You know, that's what I feel.
Sure.
Y'all good with it? If you want to make a motion of some kind?
We need a motion to dissolve the committee.
So far, you have been doing it with action. Mm-hmm. So as long as we incorporate into the minutes that you guys generally agree, I don't know that we just wrote it. We just put it down as a discussion item. We didn't put it down as an action item.
I don't think it was voted by a formal vote to actually create the committee.
It was created with a vote.
Yeah, in February or something.
Mm-hmm. But not a ordinance, I'm sorry, not a ordinance.
It was a recommendation written by us.
Right. So unless any of you have any objection that you'd like to go in the minutes, as Rebecca produces the minutes, we'll just note that council, by unanimous consent, agreed.
To dissolve the committee. Y'all agree with that?
That includes volunteers and everything?
No, you can still volunteer. It's just the committee. That Reagan won't have to call them together to get a decision for anything. Okay. Everybody good?
I'm good with that.
There you go.
There we go.
That was fun.
Well, thank you all for doing what you did, because I know it was tough. I know it was a lot of work, it was a lot of time, but you got a pretty good start for Reagan, so Reagan's kind of beholden to us now. He can't quit for 8 years.
There you go.
So, sure.
And I will say also just, Reagan, thank you for your hard work and your leadership. I know that you're talking about it. And thank you to our volunteers that did show up when we asked to show up. And Amber's are sitting there, and Lacey's there, and Jessica's there. And when we called on it, when we were trying to save Christmas, y'all were there and said yes. And I just want to thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And for wiping some tears.
And we got a lot of new events coming up. Everybody keep volunteering like you've been doing. Still stay involved. I mean, the more we work, the better the city's going to be overall.
Yes.
And I just want to add one thing, and I told you, Mayor, I think the weekend that we had the tree giveaway, we had yard sale, we had birthday celebration, what's the other thing, hot dog sale, giveaway, distribution food from Community Tree, or Community One, I'm so sorry.
Community Tree.
Community Tree, okay. And I said, that was a marvelous day, because it, and our community was out there just working themselves to death, you know, and just having fun, and everybody supporting each other. And that's really was my goal all along. So I think I'm sitting ready for it.
Everybody good? All right, now we need a motion to go into executive session.
Make a motion.
Can I make a motion and amend it with a 5-minute recess, or however we're supposed to do that?
Yes.
Motion for executive session with a 5-minute recess. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it. Hope to see you next round.
You absolutely.